Researchers have found that the strain of human immunodeficiency virus most abundantly present in the genital tract is not necessarily the strain that infects a sexual partner. Now, unprotected heterosexual sex is the most common way that HIV is transmitted. And Deborah Burras from Emory University in Atlanta and her colleagues studied heterosexual couples in Rwanda and Zambia who were serodiscordant, which means that one of them was HIV positive and the other one was only just diagnosed as HIV positive. Now, an HIV-positive person can carry many strains of the virus in their genital tract as it mutates really rapidly, which is one of the reasons we're having a really hard time trying to figure out a vaccine for this particular virus. But previous studies have shown that a single strain of HIV establishes infection in the new host, in the partner, known as the transmission bottleneck. And through studying vaginal swabs and semen and blood samples from 8 heterosexual couples, where one was HIV positive, they actually found that this was definitely the case. But if the infection was just random, you'd expect that the strain of the virus that was the most common in the genital tract would be the most likely to cause the infection in the sexual partner. But when they compared the gene sequences for proteins on the outside of the virus that vary between the different strains, so you can compare the different strains of virus, they found that the strain in the blood of the newly infected partner was not the same as the most common strain in the genital tract of the chronically infected partner. The team suggests that this is possibly due to selection of the viral strain best suited for successful transmission, rather than just the most abundant strain being present. So you'd have many, many virus particles being transmitted to the uninfected sexual partner, but most of them won't be able to infect the person. And it's only the strain with the right attributes, so things like being more efficient at binding to receptor proteins on host cells, they're the ones that are going to be able to infect a new host. And this finding is really important because we know that the transmission of the virus is via the genital tract. But if the strain that actually manages to infect the other partner isn't the commonest one, then there must be a mechanism at work that could affect our strategies to treat the virus and reduce onward infection rate as well.
How fascinating. So basically, if we can find out what's special about those strains that do transmit, although they are much less common than the most abundant ones there, there might be something in that that will inform how we do make a vaccine or some other strategy to block the transmission.
Exactly. So if there's one particular thing that allows them to be more successful at transmission, that could be a kind of a vulnerable point that we could exploit with a new treatment.
Let's hope so.